Hi, this is Christmas Throughout the Year, where I talk about everything and anything in between. I do 4 episodes. This is my last episode. I've done 3. If you need to leave me a message or you need to ask me a question, you may do so on the podcast. There's sections there. Spotify is the most popular one that I'm getting a lot of responses from and followers, and seems to be they like to go listen to the music, so, and they are listening to podcasts on there. I'm very consistent on my podcast. If I say I'm doing them every couple weeks, I am doing them every couple weeks. If I say I'm doing 4, I am doing 4. I'm very consistent on that. During the Christmas month of December, I do them every week till the end of, till after New Year's. Then I go back to every few weeks again. So just so you know that, a little bit of information. So, I am going out a little bit later. I've got to find a Christmas tree, an artificial one, because I don't have one. Mine went to the junkyard last year. I'm looking for a fiber optic, which I love fiber optic. Corning does a great job. Corning works here in the Southern Tier. Does a great job with fiber optic things. I actually bought some glass ornaments they did in the glassware. I've actually watched them blow glass. It's beautiful. I have a whole box of glass ornaments, which was given to me when my mom passed, because I had given them to her. And they are beautiful. They're beautiful gifts. I mean, they're just beautiful gifts. So I'll be going through that today to make sure they're in there. And my mom also had some cardinals that go on a tree. But I gave them to my daughter for her family because I wanted her to have them from grandma. And I gave each of the kids something for my mom. I gave my daughter, my other daughter, her pearl necklace. She got married in that pearl necklace. And I always asked her, when you get married, please wear mom's pearl necklace. So she did. And the boys, I can't remember what I got all of them. They've got something from my mom. I don't remember what it was. They probably could tell me, but I can't remember. I have 3 boys, so I don't remember exactly what I gave them. But they all got something from mom. And the girls got my mom's pajamas because they can fit into them. My mom was like 90 pounds, and she was an old Italian woman with black hair, and she was a skinny little thing, and they could fit into them, so I gave them to them. She had drawers of pajamas, Christmas, summer, you name it. She never even wore. There were tags on them. When we went to clean out her room, there were tags. Like, did she ever wear these? I said to her husband, because she was married twice. Bob was her husband. Wonderful man. I was happy when they got married. And he let us go through everything, you know. And so I said, well, I'll just give these to the girls because they would fit into them. And they wear them. They do wear them. Yeah, they picked out what they wanted, and they do wear them. So it's a beautiful day. It's Sunday. Okay, today is Sunday the 20th, I believe. If I'm wrong, you'll correct me, I'm sure. And it's a quiet Sunday. I love quiet Sundays. And I go to Dunkin'. I went to Dunkin' and got my pumpkin coffee. Pumpkin is out, people. Pumpkin is out. And it is out to stay till the end of October. I do know that. Actually, too, I bought some pumpkin creamer yesterday for my coffee, which is out early in the stores. And usually that's not out till next month. But they're out because I got it. I look for it every year. So on Sundays, I go to Dunkin' and get my pumpkin coffee. It's iced coffee. I always used to drink hot coffee in the morning. But when I go to Dunkin', I get the iced coffee on Sundays of pumpkin. Then they have pumpkin donuts and pumpkin donut holes, which are not bad, a little treat for the kids during the afternoon. If they're swimming or something, or they just need a little bit of sugar, you can give them a donut hole. It'll suit them fine. Okay? So, remember pumpkin, 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 because it's not going to be out after October. It will disappear as fast as it came in. I can tell you that because I've experienced it through the years. Okay? Okay, thank you. You have a wonderful day. I'm going to have a wonderful day. I'm going to make some macaroni later on, probably later in the evening. I'll be watching the Yankee game this afternoon. They are playing the Red Sox. Are they playing the Red Sox? I think they are today. I'm not sure. I have a cousin, speaking of the Red Sox, I want to tell you this before I leave. He grew up in Albany, New York. He comes from a family of five kids. They're my cousins, and we used to visit Albany all the time. He was a postman there in Albany for many, many years till he retired. People knew him. They loved him. He was very well known in the community. His last name was Mara, M-A-R-R-A. His son, he was a teacher there in the community, a high school teacher in Albany. And I know we used to go to Albany constantly, you know. And he is for the Red Sox. And I happened to, his name is Jay Mara. I happened to be talking to him and I said to him, since when are you a Red Sox fan? You're from New York. Not knowing this at the time, his wife had died. I never met his wife. I don't know what she died from. I don't know the story. But he's a hell of a nice guy. He's got grandkids. Because, you know, he's got four other brothers and sisters. And he says, well, I'm a Red Sox fan now because my wife was from Boston. Which I didn't know that. You know, I felt bad afterwards. I said, oh, okay. I said, I was wondering because if your father was here and you were for the Red Sox, he'd be yelling at you. Tony, Uncle Tony was a real Italian, let me tell you that. And so was his wife. And they were nice people, though. We always got invited there. I mean, I practically lived in Albany for many years, going back and forth, you know. So there is one daughter, Jay, there in Albany. She's in Troy. And she has grandchildren, too. So listen, get out there, swim if you got a pool, because you got to close the pool pretty soon, you know. And that's going to be a sad thing. I always cried when we closed our pool. Like, oh, we got to take the water down. Why do we got to take the water down? Because that's the way you got to do it, Judy. That's what my husband would say. And we got to put the pool cover on. Why do we got to do that? Because we're going to have our leaves in it if we don't. And my husband was so funny when he would say it just like that, you know. And he says, don't worry, I'll get this done. You don't have to do anything. I know what I'm doing. I said, okay, I'm going to go in the house. And, but yeah, that was a sad time for me when we took our pool down. I didn't like doing that. I was like, oh God, now what are we going to do in the winter? We can't pool anymore. So we're going to have to, we had a fenced in yard because we had two golden retrievers. And, they loved the backyard. They'd sit out there all day in the summer and they wouldn't move. And, you know, we'd bring their water and food up on the deck so they could eat. And they were just beautiful dogs. I had a female and a male. And they were very active. You know, they were lovable, adorable to each other. And they protected the kids like nothing. I mean, if I couldn't find the dog, they'd be in the house with the kids. They were always with the kids all the time. They just loved my kids. So, you can't get a better breed than that, I don't think. Not with children, you know. But trying to find one now for myself, a full breed, you can't do it. No one's going to give up a golden retriever and put him in a shelter. There's no way. So, listen, have a great day. I haven't got on the church app yet. I usually get on and listen to it. It's in New York City. It's called the... It's a beautiful church. Oh, my God, it's just gorgeous in there. It's beautiful. They do a mass online every Sunday and every day in the morning. And I try to make it every day in the morning faithfully because I believe in God. I believe in faith. I believe in prayer. Prayer is the most powerful tool for help. It really is. So think about that, okay? If you're going through a crisis, pray. My mother-in-law used to pray every day in her kitchen chair. She'd bring her iced tea. She'd have the rosary, which I have her rosaries now. And I have the case it came in, which was a St. Francis case. And he's on the front of it. And I ended up getting that in her watch that she always wore with it. I've told my husband I had it. And I said, if you want it back, you're welcome to have it back. He didn't know she gave it to me. I said, yeah, she did. And so here's what you want to do. Pray if you need help. Don't get discouraged. Keep that smile about you on your face. Talk good about everybody. Don't judge people. You know, just live your life and be happy. it takes, I'm going to tell you something. I was a nurse for quite a few years. It takes 206 muscles to smile. Now, ask somebody that when you go see them. How many muscles does it take to smile? Google it. 206 muscles to smile. I remember that through anatomy, and I will never forget it. It sticks in your mind. Good luck. Have a great day, and smile.